We all walk around as a group, checking out some more incredible DJs. Then, the pill really started to kick in. The bright lights all around, and my body starts to feel slightly heavy, yet loose at the same time, as my head begins to roll back and forth. I've done MDMA a handful of times, and it was never really my thing because all it does is make me florid and it's just too intense for me. But then, all of a sudden, as we're walking through a crowd, this guy runs up to Koa, who was in front of me, and was like, "Oh my god! I found you guys! I've been looking everywhere for you guys, but I finally found you!" In that moment, I was so confused, like, what is going on? Who is this guy? I have no idea who he is. He first talks to Kahoa, and then Kahoa turns to me and was like, "Dude, this guy is offering us DMT. Dimethyltryptamine? What? Really? Yeah, DMT. It is considered one of the most intense psychedelic experiences in existence. And studies have also shown that it is naturally produced in our pineal gland. At first, I was super duper hesitant. Like, first of all, we have no idea who this guy is, and why is he offering us DMT? Something that is pretty hard to come by. Also, he looked pretty sketch because his hands were all dirty and he just looked like he had been through a war. But for some reason, something told me that I could trust him. I know this may sound very irresponsible of me to take substances from a stranger, but I will be truthful. I'm the type of person who goes with my gut and intuition. And at that point, I took some time to really think about this person in the worst case scenario. But I was like, there's no reason why a random stranger would want to hurt us or kill us. And especially at this beautiful festival, it just wouldn't make sense. There had to be a reason why he wanted to give us DMT. And knowing what DMT does for you, I thought he needed to show us something. That's why. So I went with my gut and said, "Let's do it." So he walked us to an area where we had some space to sit down. He informed us that through the medicine, he was brought here to show us and relay the message to us from a higher source. I'm all about that, and I really believe in the power of the medicine, so I was definitely intrigued and excited. He said that the DMT is specifically for us, for. I was like, whoa. He said we would all do it together. I would go first, followed by Kahoa, then Richard, then himself. So I got comfortable as he set up the first bowl. How the DMT is administered can be different ways, but how we were going to do it was that he would sprinkle the dust in a bong and then we would take a big rip from it. He set it up for me and told me to prepare myself because I was going to definitely blast off and I was in for a major treat. He lit it up for me and I tried to take a rip. It was stuck. And as I exhaled, I didn't really have any visions. Then, he knew that I didn't get to get a really good hit, so he decided to do it for me. He took a really fat rip and passed it on to me. I inhaled it all the way, totally choked, exhaled, and boom! Away to another dimension I flew. The visions were so clear. The message kept telling me, "You're the one. You're the one. You're the chosen one. You are going to change the world because you have set the intention and you're working towards it." I have set the intention a while ago that I really want to change the world and make a positive impact to better the world in any way. And it's not happening to me, but it's happening for me. Everything will fall into place as it has been. All the right people are going to come into my life and at the right time. I just have to keep trusting the process. Believe that everything is happening as it should, and that it's going to take some time and work, but it is really happening. I sat there and I cried and I cried and I cried some more. Tears of true gratitude. It was so beautiful because the message confirmed that all of my efforts of working on bettering myself and helping myself heal is for a reason. I just have to trust that facing my fears and working through the difficult times of my past will be worth it. Wow. I couldn't believe it because it was all so clear. It has never been clear in my life, and I was so grateful. Grateful to have woken up and to be aware and realize that I have this gift to truly help the world. And what is this gift, you might ask? It's simple. The gift is to know how to just be. Just be me. And be that bright light for others. And that's enough. Just be. You know, we all have this powerful gift. It just depends on who has the courage to live in their truth and to be who they truly are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. After all of that, I was completely satisfied with my whole LIB experience. It was truly magical. LIB Day 2 was definitely one for the books and one of the most epic days I've ever had in my entire life.